You're listening to the King's Church Ringwood podcast. For more information, please visit www.kingschurchringwood.co.uk.
Oh, thank you for coming tonight. It's great to be here. What is the fuss all about? I mean, come on. We do this every year, don't we? Every year. I know, non-Christians dragged along to one of these every year. What is the fuss about? It's a baby, for goodness sake. You know, babies are a bit like wedding photos, aren't they? Can I show you a picture of my baby? Okay then. Oh, isn't it lovely? Just like wedding photos. Let's be honest, men. That is true, isn't it? Put your hand up if that's true for you. Thank you, brave soul. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Not just me. What is the fuss all about? A baby. Every year, we come to things like this, singing songs about a baby. I mean, it's crazy. Think about it. It's bonkers. And you allow it to happen. You're all sat here, aren't you? We just sang how many songs about a baby? What is the fuss all about? I love babies. Can you tell? But why? Every year. Why? Do you allow yourself to be dragged along by your wives to sing songs about a baby? Have you ever stopped to think about that? Well, I'm going to read a bit of the Bible to you. Now, you're probably thinking, oh, here he goes. He's going to read from Luke chapter 2, Matthew chapter 1. You've heard it all before, haven't you? I mean, come on. You've heard it all before. The angels, the shepherds. You were brought up with it in school. You did a nativity play. I bet you begged to be Joseph. Or Mary. Or one of the angels. Or the shepherds. You went along to your church, whether it was the Anglican or the United Reformed, or every year. What is the fuss about a baby? Well, I thought I'd read a bit of scripture to you from somewhere completely different. It says here, Hebrews 2:14. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity. What's the fuss about a baby? You have flesh and blood, don't you? It just says here, since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity. That seems to suggest that he hasn't always shared in flesh and blood. You do know that Jesus wasn't always a baby. You do know that Daniel had a vision, looked into heaven and saw one who was like the Son of Man before the Ancient of Days, before God himself. I mean, you know Jesus existed before he was a baby in heaven, in glory. You do know that. You do know that he is the king of the whole universe, that he existed before all of creation, that God spoke to his son before being a little baby and said, "Hey son, I've got a job for you to do. I've got a job for you to do. I need you to do something for me." So since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. That's some powerful words. This little baby was given to humanity to set humanity free. Free. Free from what? The fear and the power of death that Satan holds over you. This little baby came, Jesus came to set you free. Hang on, it continues. "For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants." That's mankind. He's come to help men and women everywhere. He's not here to save the angels. He's here to save man and women. It continues. "For this reason he had to be made like them." Fully human in every way. Like a baby. We all started as a baby, didn't we? We all started as a baby. Fully human in every way. In order, it continues, in order. So he's come to set you free. The only way he could do that is by being a human, because God can't die, can he? I mean, he sat there on the throne in heaven, surrounded by billions of angels worshipping him. He can't die. The only way to die would be to actually be a human being. It all makes sense, doesn't it? That's logical. He had to do that. He had to step down from the throne, from glory, and submit himself to being a human who cries, who eats, who poos. Had to fit that in there. Wheeze. Smells. He had to be like you and me, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God. We tend to focus on him being born king of the Jews, don't we, at Christmas time, that he is being born a king. We don't tend to focus on that he has been born also to be a high priest. And what does the priest do? He stands in the gap. A high priest, Jewish tradition, would do the sacrifices for all the people. He would go into the curtain, the Holy of Holies. He would walk to the very presence of God, knowing that he could die. Hang on a minute, it continues. "And that he might make atonement for the sins of the people." So this little baby that we make a fuss of every year. Didn't start off as baby, started beforehand in glory. He then came, submitted himself to being like you and me, smelly and dirty and crying and hungry and thirsty, grew up to be a high priest, to make atonement for you, to set you free. So, really, we wrap him in white robes, but maybe red is more appropriate, because that speaks of the future. I mean, even the gifts that he were given speaks of his future. Myrrh was used for a burial atonement. So this baby that we make a fuss of every year, rightly so, because he doesn't stay a baby. He grows up and he dies on a cross for each one of you, to rescue you, to save you, whether you like it or not. I know you didn't ask him to. I know maybe you didn't want him to, but he did, because he loves you. He truly, honestly loves you. And you know what I realised this week, you know, I have a really hard time hearing people saying that to me. Sometimes Kate says, "Oh, I love you, Rob," and I go, in my head, I'm going, "Really? I don't know if I believe you." And it's hard sometimes to be told I love you, isn't it? Especially when you don't love yourself very much. But God sent his Son to die for you. Why? Because he loves you. Because this baby came to set you free. Came to rescue you. Rescue you from yourself. To make an atonement as a high priest, as a Lamb of God. That's why he was in a manger. That's why the shepherds came to see him, because he was the Lamb of God. He came to be a sacrifice for you, to rescue you from the fear of death. Why the fear of death? Because death is such an end, isn't it? It's such a horrible, horrible end. And you know what? It continues. It says, because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he's able to help those who are being tempted. He's able to sympathize with you, empathize with you. He knows what it is to suffer. And I'm sure we've all suffered. God himself knows what it is to suffer. And the only way he was able to do that was by being human. So that's why we celebrate this baby every year. That's why we make a fuss of him every year. Now, I know he wasn't born on the 25th of December. We all know that. But as Christians, every year we give ourselves to this festival to celebrate the truth that God himself became human. That God himself wanted to engage in your suffering. That God himself wanted to set you free. That God himself wanted to take your sins and pin it eventually to a cross. And God himself wanted to rise again. And God himself wanted to make it possible that you yourself would not die. That you would have a hope. That you would be able to have eternal life. God himself wanted to do that, and he wanted to do that because he loves you. And I know it's hard to hear that sometimes, but God truly, urgently loves you, and he showed you that. And he's telling you every year, I love you. And every year, you come to things like this. And you're going to continue to do that. And we're going to bash you over the head with the same message every year. And that's okay. One day you're going to meet him. One day, you're going to meet this little fella. But he's not going to be so little anymore. He's massive. Have you ever read the book of Revelations? Jesus isn't a little baby anymore. He's God. White hair, bronze skin, massive guy, huge. Terrifying. And he's sitting on a judgment seat. And one day you're going to meet him. I like him like this personally. At the end of the day, I want you to walk out of this room today knowing that God loves you. And he's demonstrated that by sending a little baby. Thank you for listening.
Vision is to make Christ the King known in Ringwood and beyond. For more information or to give feedback, please visit www.kingschurchringwood.co.uk.